If you've been waiting for a pay rise, there might be some good news soon as the economy begins to recover. The Reserve Bank says wages growth could pick up pace. The RBA Governor, Philip Lowe, also said last week that interest rates might rise earlier than originally thought. But just how soon is the big question? Peter Ryan is the ABC Senior Business Correspondent. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Hamish.
So a little bit of good news, but Philip Lowe and the RBA clearly a little more nervous about inflation ticking higher. Still, any rate rises is going to be some way off. What could force a rate rise maybe in the early part of next year?
Well, Hamish, we're in that special zone now where good news about a bit of inflation and the economy pulling out of the pandemic, maybe even bouncing back around Christmas or the New Year, is seen by some as bad news, especially with that emergency era of near zero official interest rates and mortgages of just over 2%, in some cases even less, on track to normalise over the next couple of years. As you mentioned last week in a big update to the RBA's earlier guidance, Philip Lowe dropped the consistent reference to the cash rate being on hold until at least 2024. He now sees 2023 as more likely, 2022 as unlikely, but warning that all bets could be off if we get a new COVID variant or there's a problem with a vaccine. But expectations are rising about inflation around the world and a lot of worries there. And it's on every central banker's radar. The US Federal Reserve confirmed late last week it will begin slowly removing its massive emergency stimulus this month, although the Fed chair said there was no rush to raise rates. But at the same time, the Bank of England shocked markets by not raising rates as expected, and that pushed the British pound to its biggest one-day fall in 18 months. So there's a lot of nervousness about inflation at the moment, Hamish. What central banks might do or might not do in the coming months.
So the RBA governor says Australia is different. Those are his words when it comes to inflation. What does he mean by that?
Well, one big factor is that if the US Federal Reserve does move faster on raising rates, Australia's difference might sort of start begin to pale, as other central banks like the RBA might have no choice but to raise rates if the Fed moved. But here it's becoming pretty certain that higher inflation will need to stick in that 2 to 3% target band. But also, as you mentioned in the intro, getting wages growth at 3% or above, and in the last couple of years, it's been pretty lean on that front. The social researchers McKindle said at the weekend that the price of a typical house in Sydney has multiplied by 17 times in the past 40 years, and that's almost three times faster than wages. So that puts a few things in context, and wages are so important. I've been speaking with the Bank of Queensland chief economist Peter Monckton, who's been looking at what needs to happen for the RBA to push the rates trigger earlier. And he's also been quoting Aesop, the ancient Greek storyteller, saying, be careful what you wish for, lest it come true. As the economy revives and that punch bowl of cheap and easy money ever so slowly drains.
We've been talking about wanting to get back to normal. We're getting closer to that, which is fantastic. As we do that, more people can go out and spend. That'll be great. More people will get jobs. That'll be fantastic. In time, that should mean wages will rise, which will be tremendous. One of the things that does happen, though, is that when we get back to normal, is that you start on the path of interest rates going back to normal, because in any language, 0.1% cash rate is not normal.
And so are we in a situation where good news about the economy recovering could be bad news for many people, including those with big mortgages?
You know, a good economy means there's more jobs. You know, and this is what the Reserve Bank will look at when it thinks about changing interest rates. So if you've got those sorts of things, then clearly it will mean that more people will be able to absorb the higher mortgage rate. You know, if you've got debt, you don't want interest rates to go up. But if interest rates do go up, given where they are today, it is good news because it does mean the economy is getting better.
The Reserve Bank Governor Philip Lowe made the point last week that he didn't see interest rates rising in 2022, but perhaps 2023. But what could change that given what we're seeing with inflation around the world?
The big one is, will inflation be higher and wages growth be faster than what the Reserve Bank, and for that matter, myself, is forecasting? And there clearly is some chances of that. Just given what the Reserve Bank is aiming to try and achieve, they don't want inflation rate, as I made it very clear, of just 2.1 or 2.2%. They want something that's comfortably above 2.5% for a couple of quarters to make sure that they're there. Because we've gone through a period where inflation has been too low for too long, so they want to be absolutely certain that they're going to hit their chosen benchmark. The second thing they want to be absolutely certain of, that wages growth will be clearly above 3%. just not 2.9, clearly above 3. Now, to my mind, it'll take a while to get those things. However, things have happened a lot quicker than what we thought. So it is possible that if we keep going at the sort of speed we have been, then we could see those numbers get to those points sometime in the second half of next year, which is why some people are referring to rate hikes in the second half of 22.
That's Bank of Queensland Chief Economist Peter Monckton speaking there. Peter Ryan, one of the big uncertainties as we look at the year ahead is supply chain blockages. Basically, demand is outstripping supply. You're hearing it in all sorts of different sectors. Are we seeing that feed into inflation?
Oh, well, Hamish, we're already seeing it, and we've all probably had a lot of frustration in some cases with delays in goods arriving. Admittedly, there have been very high expectations during the pandemic, but the bigger supermarkets, Woolworths and Coles, are already seeing those shortages, mainly in price pressures for red meat, not necessarily pandemic-related, but because herds are being held back because of the great conditions on the land at the moment. Peter Monckton thinks that this inflation, especially in the lead-up to Christmas, might well be transitory, but if inflation lingers and fuels an inflation shock, he thinks that central banks, including the RBA, might have to think about acting earlier.
In the next few months, it wouldn't surprise me at all, because it is harder to get some stuff. It is more costly. You know, shipping prices have gone up, etc. Then the big question is this whole thing about how temporary is this? Some of it is the fact that there was a big COVID wave that went through Asia. They had to lock down their economies. They're starting to open back up. As things have opened up back up, we've seen sort of shipping costs start to fall. The big question, though, then comes down to the worker shortage, and that comes down to, you know, how quick and how confident we are about opening up borders and getting the workers back in. So there's the two bits of it, but I think that in time we should be on top of the inflation from that standpoint. And, of course, if it stays too high for too long, i.e. gets in the high twos or something, then the Reserve Bank and other central banks will do something about it.
Peter Monckton there from Bank of Queensland. Before we move on, Peter Ryan, I mean, for young people that are in the jobs market, is there some good news? I mean, are they actually going to get more money to do some of these low-end jobs?
Well, hopefully, as Peter Monckton said just then, if wages, you know, do get up above the wages growth above 3%, that will be good. It will be more money in people's household budgets to be able to save, maybe even to be able to put a bit more money towards that elusive dream in some cases of buying a house.
On the economic recovery, we'll be seeing the latest official employment numbers on Thursday. Any evidence of a bounce, do you think?
Well, this will be pretty closely watched as always, given those lockdowns in Sydney and Melbourne recently and millions of lost hours. Expectations are that the jobless rate will tick slightly higher to 4.7% in October, 50,000 jobs created. But it's a small increase in the participation rate to around 64.8%, meaning there might be more people out there looking for work, and that's going to be pushing the jobless rate up. All of this news about the recovery is important, given that we're hearing that a federal election could be perhaps in May, and of course that platform of strong economic management will be something we'll be hearing a lot about, I'd imagine.
And we're racing towards the news. The Australian dollar, how's it faring?
Hamish, Australian dollar a bit lower this morning at 73.8 US cents.
Peter Ryan, thank you very much indeed. That's the ABC's senior business correspondent.